they have made some progress with complying with the required standards, but they were slow in getting a project team established to assess the scope of the work needed as well as its implementation. There were certain milestone dates set, and the IRS waited until 10 months after the OMB directive was issued, as well as 1 week before the OMB deadline for establishing the implementation of the guidelines, to put a project team in place to ensure compliance with the requirements.
And the requirement we're talking about is to have all the computers conform to the standard, the federal standard desktop configuration?
Exactly. There were 229 mandatory settings, as well as additional computer configuration settings recommended. But quite frankly, the IRS function that's responsible for managing more than 91% of the desktops and laptop computers in the IRS did not even learn of the OMB requirement until late in 2007. So they were behind the curve in even knowing what the requirements were, and therefore they were behind in the implementation.
Well, can you tell us why they learned of it late? Because I thought this was government-wide.
It is government-wide, and I would have to defer to the IRS to answer that particular question. But once they recognized the magnitude and complexity of implementing the guidelines, they waited an additional 3 months to appoint a project leader. So there was not the attention and emphasis given to ensure compliance with the requirements.
Yeah, it's a little surprising because the IRS and the Treasury Department do have CIOs that sit on the CIO Council, and this all came down through the CIO Council back when Karen Evans was at OMB, right?
Yes. Not only was the function responsible for managing the laptops and desktops, not aware of the requirements, but IRS officials thought that their operating environment conformed and was in compliance with the computer setting requirements.
So when the IRS has this job, so there's 90-some thousand computers that have to be reset, do they have a 98,000. Do they have a contractor to do this, or do they expect to go around from machine to machine? What was their strategy? Did they expect to get – I mean, it's a trivial task, getting almost 100,000 machines all the same.
Absolutely. And they do it within the IRS, as well as have assistance from contractors. But the, as I mentioned earlier, the IRS function that is responsible for managing the desktops and laptops are just not familiar with the OMB directive.
And how much progress have they made? You say that they got their project manager together,
yes,
project team, January 2008?
Yes.
Okay. So how much progress have they made toward meeting the goal?
They have made some progress. They have also, one of the items we reported in our report was the fact that some of the project management practices were not executed properly. But they have made some progress, and we made several recommendations in our report regarding training the project managers assigned to implementing these security settings, that they get the required training to ensure that their skills and qualifications are sufficient. One of the other mandates by OMB as well as the Treasury Department was to implement an automated monitoring tool that would be in compliance with national information standards and technology requirements. They have not been able to implement an automated tool to scan to ensure that the settings are in place and that they are operating as intended. So that was one another recommendation that we made, as well as any new contracts regarding software acquisitions. These contracts should have specific language in the contracts regarding IT purchases, so that there is language in the contracts to ensure that these configuration settings are considered and required, and that the vendor can comply with ensuring that these settings are in place. So the IRS has agreed to all of our recommendations, and while they have made progress, they have set a implementation date for all of the recommendations for July of 2009. And at some given point in the future, we will go back and assess whether or not they have actually completed the corrective action as well as the effectiveness of those actions taken.
We're talking to Peggy Begg, Assistant Inspector General for Security and Information Technology Audits with the Treasury Department.
You wonder, this is all took place at the time when I believe that the first stimulus bill that was passed during the Bush administration, the IRS was very busy sending out checks to hundreds of millions of people. And do you suppose that might have been part of the issue, that they were just the agency was very, very busy with the stimulus check effort?
Well, I would not want to comment on that. I think that would be more appropriate for an IRS official to comment as to the multiple priorities and prioritizing what the focus should be. But I would not think, because of the stimulus requirements, that that would have impacted their ability to have the settings in place. This requirement has the guidelines had been set forth in July of 2007, and there, as I mentioned earlier, there is a specific function within the IRS who has management oversight over ensuring that these settings are in place.
And Ms. Begg, did you make any conclusions about what impact this has had on the agency?
No, but we always caution that we did not assess the effect of the untimely implementation, as well as I think it's important for me to mention that we did not identify any security breaches as a result of the untimely and incomplete implementation of the settings on the IRS computers.